All right, so get this. I was reading about this company and they almost went bankrupt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they couldn't figure out how to make this one tiny plastic gear
Oh.
for their like flagship product.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it all came down to injection speed. And
Interesting.
that's what we're going deep on today.
Yeah.
So basically, how to get perfect plastic parts by tuning this one crucial factor.
It really is kind of a fascinating puzzle. There's
Yeah.
so many things that can impact injection speed.
Right.
So today, let's break down some of the biggest ones.
Okay.
Part geometry, material properties, mold design, and the cooling system. All of them play a really crucial role.
Okay, so starting with part geometry, I mean, it
Right.
seems kind of obvious that like a thin, delicate part would need a different approach than,
That's
say, like a chunky phone case.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Think of it like filling a balloon.
Okay.
A little puff of air will do the trick for a small, thin one.
Yeah.
But if you try that with a giant one, you're going to be there all day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So thin-walled parts need that rapid injection to avoid short shots.
Okay.
And that's when the plastic cools and solidifies
Right.
before it can reach all the nooks and crannies.
Gotcha. So it's like if you were trying to fill a tiny, intricate mold with cake batter,
Yeah.
and if you pour too slowly, it'll set before it
Exactly.
reaches every corner.
Yeah.
And speaking of cake batter, that brings me to the material itself. I mean,
Yeah.
surely some plastics are just naturally more cooperative than
Oh,
others.
absolutely. You wouldn't use a teaspoon to pour concrete.
Right.
And you wouldn't try to inject a thick, viscous plastic like polycarbonate
Right.
at the same speed as something like polyethylene,
Okay.
which flows almost like water.
So how do you even measure something like flowability?
Yeah.
What's the science behind that?
So we call it viscosity.
Okay.
It's essentially how much a fluid resists flowing.
Okay.
And misjudging this can be a huge headache. I once saw a production line grind to a halt because they were trying to inject a super high viscosity material way too fast.
Oh
It
no.
was like trying to squeeze honey through a coffee straw.
Oh wow, that's a sticky situation.
It was not pretty.
Yeah. I can only imagine the cleanup on that one.
But it really highlights how understanding these material properties is key
Right.
to finding that right injection speed.
Yeah.
It's not just about avoiding disasters,
Right.
but it's about efficiency too.
Okay.
Getting the job done right the first time without wasting material or time.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting things done right, all this talk about the mold itself
Right.
makes me wonder how does its design factor into the equation?
So mold design is critical.
Okay.
Think of it this way. You're trying to fill a complex maze with liquid.
Okay.
If you rush it, you're likely to get blockages and uneven filling.
Right.
So intricate molds with lots of tight corners and features
Yeah.
need a slower, more controlled approach.
So a complex mold is basically asking for a slower injection speed.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
A well-designed mold can actually accommodate faster speeds
Oh, wow.
thanks to clever engineering,
Okay.
particularly in the cooling system.
Ah, the unsung hero of injection molding.
Exactly.
Tell me more about how cooling systems work.
So cooling is all about cycle time.
Okay.
How quickly you can cool the plastic so it solidifies and you can
Yeah.
pop out the part and start making the next one.
Okay.
So a good cooling system is like a super-powered fan,
Okay.
strategically placed to extract heat as quickly as possible.
So a better cooling system equals faster injection speed.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
there's some pretty incredible innovations happening here.
Cool.
One that comes to mind is conformal cooling,
Okay.
where the cooling channels are designed to perfectly match the contours of the part.
Oh, okay.
It's like having custom-fitted ice packs for every nook and cranny.
Okay, that's brilliant. So with conformal cooling, you can really crank up the injection speed
Yeah.
without sacrificing quality.
Precisely. It's all about finding that sweet spot
Right?
between speed and precision.
Now, while we're on the topic of precision,
Yeah.
I have to ask, how much of this is like pure science
Right.
versus, say, like the intuition of an experienced technician?
It's a fascinating blend.
Yeah.
We have amazing software these days that can simulate the injection molding process
Right.
and help us predict how different variables will impact the outcome. But there's still an art to it,
Right.
a feel that experienced technicians develop over time.
So it's like a chef who
Well,
knows instinctively how long to bake a cake
exactly.
based on the look, the smell, the feel of the batter.
Exactly. They might have a recipe,
Right.
but they also have that sixth sense
Right.
that tells them when to adjust the heat or the baking time.
Gotcha.
Same with injection molding.
Okay.
Experience and intuition play a crucial role.
this is really making me rethink how I see those everyday plastic objects around me.
Yeah.
There's a whole world of complexity
right.
behind something as simple as like a plastic bottle cap.
There really is.
Wow.
And it all comes down to finding that perfect balance of factors,
right?
Especially injection speed, to create a high quality, efficient, and sustainable process.
All right, so we've covered the part itself, the material and the mold and cooling system.
Right.
What other elements come into play when we're talking about optimizing injection speed?
Well, we can't forget about the machine itself.
Oh, right. Of course.
You could have the most perfectly designed mold.
Right.
And the ideal material.
Yeah.
But if your injection molding machine isn't up to snuff,
yeah,
you're going to run into trouble.
It's like having a top-of-the-line race car.
Yeah.
But trying to run it on a dirt track.
Exactly.
Right? The machine's capabilities need to match the demands of the process.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Factors like the machine's clamping force.
Okay.
Its injection pressure. And even its shot size all come into play.
Okay.
A machine that's too small or underpowered
right.
won't be able to handle the demands of high-speed injection for certain parts.
So it's about matching the machine to the task at hand.
Right.
Kind of like Goldilocks finding the perfect porridge.
That's a great analogy.
Not too hot, not too cold, just, ooh, right.
And just like Goldilocks, we have to test things out.
Right.
Even with all the simulations and calculations in the world,
yeah.
sometimes you need to run a few trials to fine-tune the injection speed
right.
and other parameters.
I imagine that's where the expertise of the technician really shines through.
You're absolutely right.
Right, they can see subtle clues
yeah.
that might not show up in a simulation.
Experienced technicians can spot things
yeah.
like short shots,
yeah.
sink marks,
uh-huh.
or surface imperfections
right.
that indicate the injection speed needs tweaking.
Yeah.
They develop a sixth sense for what's going on inside the mold.
Okay, so let's say we've got the perfect combination.
The right part, geometry, the ideal material.
Uh-huh.
A well-designed mold with a super efficient cooling system
right.
and a machine that can handle the heat.
Right.
How do we know we've hit that sweet spot for injection speed?
Yeah.
What are the signs of a well-optimized process?
Well, first and foremost, the part itself will tell the story.
Okay.
Properly filled part will have smooth, consistent surfaces,
uh-huh.
no visible defects,
uh-huh.
and it will meet all the dimensional specifications.
So no warping, no cracks, no missing bits.
Exactly. But beyond the part itself,
okay.
we also look at the efficiency of the process.
Right.
A well-optimized injection speed will minimize cycle time,
okay.
reduce material waste,
uh-huh.
and keep energy consumption in check.
So it's about finding that balance
yeah.
between speed, quality, and sustainability.
Precisely. And it's a constantly evolving challenge.
Right.
As new materials and technologies emerge, we're always looking for ways to push the boundaries
yes, of, course.
Of what's possible. Speaking of pushing boundaries,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the most exciting innovations happening yeah. in the world of injection speed optimization?
That's a great question.
What's on the horizon?
One area that's really taking off is the use of artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And machine learning.
Interesting.
Imagine a system that can analyze data from thousands of production runs
yeah.
and automatically adjust the injection speed
okay.
and other parameters to achieve the best results.
That sounds like science fiction.
It's closer than you think.
Wow.
Companies are already using these technologies to optimize their processes.
That's amazing.
Reduce waste.
Fine.
And improve product quality.
So the future of injection molding is smarter, faster, more efficient?
Absolutely. Ooh. And it's not just about speed.
Right.
These advancements also allow us to create incredibly complex parts
yeah.
with intricate geometries
okay.
that were once impossible to manufacture.
Wow. It sounds like the possibilities are endless.
They really are.
But with all this talk about technology and automation.
Right. I can't help but wonder, what about the human element?
Yeah. That's a great question.
What role will technicians play in this future of smart machines?
That's something we think about a lot.
Yeah.
While machines are becoming increasingly sophisticated,
right.
they still need human guidance.
Of course.
Technicians will always be essential for ensuring quality control,
yeah.
troubleshooting problems, and ultimately making sure those machines are producing the best possible parts.
So it's a partnership.
Exactly.
Between human expertise and technological advancement.
The The most successful injection molding operations would be those that embrace both the power of technology and the invaluable insights of experienced technicians.
This has been an incredible journey so far.
Whereas,
I feel like I've gone from knowing next to nothing about injection speed to having like a real appreciation for the complexity and nuance of the process.
It's a fascinating field.
Yeah.
And it's constantly evolving. And I think that's what makes it so exciting. Well, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The idea that the lessons we learned from optimizing injection speed
can
be applied to other areas of our lives.
Absolutely.
Can you expand on that a bit?
Think about the core principles we've discussed today.
Okay.
Understanding the variables at play.
Yeah.
Finding the right balance between different factors.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly experimenting and fine-tuning.
Right.
And recognizing that sometimes slowing down can actually lead to better results.
It's like that saying, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Exactly.
Right.
These principles can be applied to so many situations.
Yeah.
Whether you're working on a project, learning a new skill, or even just making a decision.
Right.
It's about taking a step back.
Okay.
Analyzing the situation.
Yeah.
And finding that sweet spot where everything comes together harmoniously.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has been.
I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on not just plastic molding, but problem solving in general.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
I know our listeners will walk away with a newfound appreciation.
I hope so.
For the intricate world of plastic injection molding.
It is a fascinating world.
It is, yeah. And who knows, maybe this will inspire someone to take a closer look at those everyday plastic objects and marvel at the ingenuity behind them.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who work with plastics or other materials, think about how those principles of balance and optimization apply to your own processes.
Exactly.
You might be surprised at the insights you uncover.
I always say there's a hidden world of fascinating science and engineering behind the things we take for granted every day.
So true. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of injection speed optimization. Thank you for joining us on this journey. And until next time, happy learning.
Well, we can't forget about the machine itself.
Oh, right. Of course.
You could have the most perfectly designed mold.
Right.
And the ideal material.
Yeah.
But if your injection molding machine isn't up to snuff.
Right.
You're going to run into trouble.
It's like having a top-of-the-line race car.
Yeah.
But trying to run it on a dirt track.
Exactly.
Right? The machine's capabilities need to match the demand of the process.
Exactly. Factors like the machine's clamping force, injection pressure, and even its shot size all come into play.
Okay.
A machine that's too small or underpowered won't be able to handle the demands of high-speed injection for certain parts.
So it's about matching the machine to the task at hand.
Right.
Kind of like Goldilocks, finding the perfect porridge.
That's a great analogy.
Not too hot, not too cold, just
And just like Goldilocks, we have to test things out.
Right.
Even with all the simulations and calculations in the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to run a few trials.
Right.
To fine tune the injection speed and other parameters.
I imagine that's where the expertise of the technician really shines through.
You're absolutely right.
Right. They can see those subtle clues that might not show up in a simulation.
Experienced technicians can spot things like short shots, sink marks, or surface imperfections that indicate the injection speed needs tweaking.
Yeah.
They develop a sixth sense for what's going on inside the mold.
Okay, so let's say we've got the perfect combination.
Okay.
The right part. Geometry. The ideal material. A well-designed mold with a super efficient cooling system.
Right.
And a machine that can handle the heat.
Right.
How do we know we've hit that sweet spot for injection speed?
Yeah.
What are the signs of a well-optimized process?
Well, first and foremost, the part itself will tell the story.
Okay.
A properly filled part will have smooth, consistent surfaces, no visible defects, and it will meet all the dimensional specifications.
Mm-hmm. So no warping, no cracks, no missing bits.
Exactly. But beyond the part itself,
okay.
they also look at the efficiency of the process.
Right.
A well-optimized injection speed will minimize cycle time, reduce material waste, and keep energy consumption in check.
So it's about finding that balance between speed, quality, and sustainability.
Precisely. And it's a constantly evolving challenge as new materials and technologies emerge.
Of course, yeah.
We're always looking for ways to push the boundaries of what's possible.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, What are some of the most exciting innovations happening in the world of injection speed optimization?
That's a great question.
What's on the horizon?
One area that's really taking off is the use of artificial intelligence
Oh, wow.
and machine learning.
Interesting.
Imagine a system that can analyze data from thousands of production runs
Yeah.
and automatically adjust the injection speed and other parameters
Okay.
to achieve the best results.
That sounds like science fiction.
It's closer than you think. Companies are already using these technologies
Really?
to optimize their processes, reduce waste,
That's
and
amazing.
improve product quality.
So the future of injection molding is smarter, faster, and more efficient.
Absolutely. And it's not just about speed.
Right.
These advancements also allow us to create incredibly complex parts
Yeah.
with intricate geometries that were once impossible to manufacture.
Wow. It sounds like the possibilities are
They
endless.
really are.
But with all this talk about technology and automation,
Right?
I can't help but wonder, what about the human element?
Yeah, that's a great question.
What role will technicians play in this future of smart machines?
That's something we think about a lot.
Yeah.
While machines are becoming increasingly sophisticated,
Right.
they still need human guidance.
Of course.
Technicians will always be essential
Yeah.
for ensuring quality control, troubleshooting problems, and ultimately making sure those machines are producing the best possible parts.
So it's a partnership between human expertise and technological advancement.
The most successful injection molding operations
Yeah.
will be those that embrace both the power of technology
Right.
and the invaluable insights of experienced technicians.
This has been an incredible journey so far.
It has.
I feel like I've gone from knowing next to nothing about injection speed
Yeah.
to having a real appreciation for the complexity and nuance of the process.
It's a fascinating field,
Yeah.
and it's constantly evolving.
Right?
And I think that's what makes it so exciting.
Well, before we wrap up,
Yeah.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The idea that the lessons we learn from optimizing injection speed
Right.
can be applied to other areas of our lives.
Absolutely.
Can you expand on that a bit?
Think about the core principles we've discussed today.
Okay.
Understanding the variables at play,
Yeah.
finding the right balance between different factors, constantly experimenting and fine-tuning, and recognizing that sometimes slowing down can actually lead to better results.
It's like that saying, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Exactly.
Right.
These principles can be applied to so many situations.
Yeah.
Whether you're working on a project, learning a new skill, or even just making a decision,
Right.
it's about taking a step back,
Okay.
analyzing the situation,
Okay.
and
Yeah.
finding that sweet spot where everything comes together harmoniously.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
Yeah, I've been.
I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective, not just on plastic molding, but
Right.
problem solving in general.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
If.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
I know our listeners will walk away with a newfound appreciation for the intricate world of plastic injection molding.
I hope so.
It
Yeah.
is. Yeah. And who knows, maybe this will inspire someone to take a closer look at those everyday plastic objects and
Exactly.
marvel at the ingenuity behind them.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who work with plastics or other materials,
Right.
think about how those principles of balance and optimization apply to your own processes. You might be surprised at the insights you uncover.
I always say there's a hidden world of fascinating science and engineering
Right.
behind the things we take for granted every day.
So true. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of injection speed optimization.
Sounds good.
Thank you for joining us on this journey, and until next time, happy learning.